paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. It's 319. Hunter, I've been excited to catch up with you today because as an astronomy educator at the Adler Planetarium, I want to hear your viewpoint on what you witnessed in Carbondale today. How was it?
Well, just about 1 minute ago, we had our last contact here. We've got the full range of the sun hitting us down here in Carbondale, and I got to say, the experience today could not have been better. The weather held true. We had a beautiful view. We got to see every feature that, you know, I've been talking about with folks for 6 months, really years at this point. So it was
there. Oh, absolutely. So did you encounter Tom Skilling? Did you interact with the people from NASA?
Yeah, we got the chance to interview both Tom Skilling, some folks from NASA Edge, and some folks from the Goddard Space Flight Center on our live stream series, Sky Observers Hangout, last night. So it was really exciting to get the chance to talk to all of them. You know, all of them have been eclipse chasers now at this point since they were down here in 2017. And so it was great to, you know, hear about their past experiences and hear what they were excited for today.
And when you saw it in 2017, were you in the path of totality then? You were in Carbondale, right?
I was not in Carbondale, but I was in the path of totality just across the border in Paducah, Kentucky. But, you know, I think something that was so special about this time, being in Saluki Stadium on Southern Illinois University's campus, was getting to watch it with 15,000 other people. We had, you know, as totality hit, the entire stadium erupting in cheers. And then, you know, 30 seconds later, there wasn't a noise to be heard throughout the stadium.
And how dark was it in the stadium when you hit totality?
Well, you know, it really was a spectacular display. With such a long period of totality, we were able to get into a really dark shadow, and the display in the sky was incredible. The sun is really active right now, and you could really tell with the corona. Some of the wispy erupting off of it were extending, you know, four times the diameter of the sun. It was really an incredible experience. We could even see some prominences with the naked eye in the sky. So it was, I really could not have asked for better.
So once you hit totality, everybody took their glasses off and just witnessed it with their eyes without any coverage, right?
Exactly, yes. So the corona, this outer atmosphere that is only visible during a total solar eclipse, is only about as bright as the full moon. So absolutely safe to view with the naked eye. And yeah, the sky turns totally dark. We could easily see a couple of planets hanging out up there too. We had beautiful clear skies for it. You could see so much detail. And it was just remarkable to get to experience that with so many other people. It's really the community of eclipses that, you know, keeps bringing people back just as much as the spectacular astronomical phenomenon.
And Hunter, you probably heard from your colleagues at the Adler, many people lining the lakefront, streets of Chicago, Michigan Avenue stacked with people. People kind of just filed out of the buildings in downtown Chicago, and everybody was sharing glasses. And it was a moment to really experience in the city.
Exactly. You know, it's that connectedness that you feel not only to the universe, but to each other that makes these eclipses so special. And I was thinking about the folks up in Chicago, too. You know, as we were reaching the point where we had about 94% coverage here, I was looking around me and seeing how different the landscape looked. And I know that's what you guys were able to experience up there today. I saw the pictures of Museum Campus, you know, flooded with people. It's awesome to see everyone all together. You know, we've been working so hard for years to make sure that everyone's experience could be wonderful. And it seemed like, you know, that was the case all across Illinois today.
And Hunter, you're a scientist. Was that a moment just a second ago where you got emotional about recalling what you just witnessed?
Yeah, I'm glad that this is just audio today. It's been an emotional day. It's been so nice to experience it all together. You know, like I said before, it's half about the science, but it's also, you know, half about experiencing it together. And yeah, there's definitely been a lot of emotional moments. It's a way that you feel connected with the universe that I really don't think you can ever feel through anything else. You know, obviously I love looking out into space, seeing these incredible things happening, but getting to feel it directly on me here on the Earth really just takes it to a whole nother level and makes you feel, you know, connected with the universe on a spiritual level, you know, so many different ways. And I know that I'll keep chasing. It's not going to end here.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. I am kicking myself. I'm like, why did I not take the day off and go to Carbondale to witness this? Because we all know it won't happen again until August of 2044. And you look at your age and you're like, okay, am I going to make the trip then? You know, so you've got plenty in your future.
I am already planning on going to Morocco or Tunisia for 2027. Maybe you'll have to join me there.
Oh, that would be lovely. And, you know, I am so happy that we could hear a bit of your emotion on the radio, because that's what really dominated the press after the 2017 solar eclipse, was Tom Skilling becoming literally emotional and tears and kind of choked up. And I think people who haven't witnessed it don't understand that. And today, when we played audio of Tom Skilling again, the same reaction. And I think it's even stronger for you two and many others in your industry, because you are scientists and you understand how rare and yet how important this type of an event is.
Well, and I think that, you know, another thing that makes a total solar eclipse so special is, honestly, it doesn't take a scientist to appreciate it like this. Me and Tom's reactions were not unique. You know, I tried to take a moment to appreciate the crowd around us, and I definitely wasn't alone in getting emotional in those moments. And it's something that is really so impossible to explain to people. And so, you know, for folks that that weren't able to come to Totality today, you know, I know that they're rare and we always emphasize this, but there's more coming. And, you know, it's definitely worth traveling for whenever the next one comes around.
Yeah, I read that there's one just about every 18 months. And like you said, there's one hitting Morocco and Greenland and Africa. So all types of opportunities for those who want to experience it. We really appreciate you sharing your experience today, Hunter.
It was my pleasure. I hope that you got the chance to watch from Chicago as well. You know, I love hearing the buildings we're clearing out. That is exactly what we hope for. It's something that just can bring us together in such a special way.
And, you know, I'm married to a farmer, so he is in contact with farmers who are in the path of totality, and they said the dairy cows started to make their journey back to the barn to be fed, or to their troughs, or to be milked. Like, they're like, oh, sun's down, must be time. So it's interesting what an impact it had on so many different people, animals, bugs, birds. It was really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. There were, you know, we had talked to some folks down here in Southern Illinois that had similar experiences to that in 2017 with their animals on the farm. And there were actually a lot of zoos in the path of totality that wanted to, you know, take a closer look, because they saw in 2017, there was one particular zoo where they saw the giraffes start to run around and really react very viscerally to it. And so I know that there was some really interesting research being done on how animals respond to, you know, this thing that it's not just unique for us. You know, that's a very special moment for them, too.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Have a safe journey back.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Hunter Miller, astronomy educator at the Adler Planetarium. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.